Although progress monitoring is an appropriate practice in general to help teachers gauge how well their students are learning, curriculum-based measurement, or CBM, is known as a particular type of progress monitoring that is supported by research. With CBM, a specific set of procedures are used for developing, administering, and scoring progress monitoring tools, and teachers apply database decision rules when looking at the students' graphed scores. After first determining that CBM tools were reliable and valid, and that they were sensitive to changes in students' academic performance, a series of experimental contrast studies were conducted to determine whether teachers who used CBM brought about greater growth among their students than teachers who did not use CBM. The evidence indicated that teachers who used CBM, that is, they did not just collect data, but used that data for determining when to make instructional modifications in their students' programs, did indeed produce significantly greater growth among their students than teachers who used their own progress monitoring methods. These studies included students in elementary and middle schools who had mild to moderate learning and emotional behavioral disabilities and addressed different academic domains, such as mathematics and literacy. Because CBM tools are relatively quick to administer and easy to score, teachers should be able to give them frequently, for example, every week, and can chart how well their students are progressing in the curriculum. Teachers are able to determine how well students are progressing toward a year-end target. More specifically, teachers use the graphed data to determine when their instruction seems to be working as desired or not working. For many students with disabilities, teachers periodically will need to modify or intensify their instruction to bring about better individual growth. Teachers can use CBM graphed data to decide objectively whether these instructional changes are effective and to determine which instructional modification appears to be working the best. Because we know that teachers can bring about better student achievement when they use CBM to inform their instructional decision-making, CBM enjoys many benefits and remains an important evidence-based assessment practice. A number of online versions of CBM are available that enable teachers to administer and to score measures efficiently. Many of these programs also manage student data by storing and displaying student scores and graphs automatically. Some systems even display class graphs for teachers who monitor large groups of students.